out into the garden. Isn't it lovely? Of course, it's night. The flowers are closed up tight. Most of them. There is one whose blossom defies the diurnal cycle. I'll show her to you. Let me lead you down the garden path to the vanishing point.
God hands out sensitivity like beauty in very unequal measures. And though it is an endowment essential to the poet, to a bank manager dealing with mortgages and loans, sensitivity is an awkward encumbrance.
Mr. Herman, Colonel Cleary is overdrawn again, and he'd like to arrange...
Mr. Anderson says he can't meet this month's payment. He wants to arrange an extension.
Mr. Herman, Mrs. Shelford's here about the foreclosure notice she got today. She says she can't possibly...
For 35 years, Henry Herman went to his duties like a man to his execution. And after work, he returned home to his beloved garden like a man who had been granted a reprieve. Wherever the bank transferred him, he would start a new garden first thing, no matter how calamitous the climate or soil. Herman's plants thrived. His gardens were a wonder to see. And each time he was transferred, it pained him to leave them. Then one day...
Mr. Brown from head office is here to see you, Mr. Herman.
Oh, Mr. Brown.
Yes, the personnel manager.
Oh, yes. Oh, well, show him in, please.
Well, Herman.
Hello.
Must be, what, 5 years since we've seen each other.
The Christmas party 4 years ago.
Yes, of course, that was it. Yes, oh, well, we've seen a lot of changes since then, haven't we, eh?
Well, yes.
New technology, expansion, growth.
Expansion? Oh, you're not thinking of transferring me again, are you?
No. Oh, actually, Herman, we're thinking of retiring you.
Retiring? But, Mr. Brown, I've got 5 years to go.
Why wait 5 years? We've worked out a scheme so you can retire 1 month from today. And look, here are the figures. The pension's quite generous.
It's a pittance. I had hoped there'd be enough for a bit of traveling. More tea?
Please.
We might save a bit if we move to a small house in the country.
Oh, I wouldn't want to move and start a new garden. I've worked on this one, dear, for 10 years now. You know, it's the best and biggest I've ever had. I couldn't pack up and abandon it.
But you can't let a few plants take over your life.
Oh, no, of course not. Well, I'd best get out and water down those shrubs. Oh, lovely dinner, sweet.
Good morning, Mr. Herman.
Oh, good morning, Louise.
Here are some messages.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Colonel Cleary is in your office waiting to see you.
Oh, good. Thank you. Yes. Good morning, Colonel. Bit strapped again.
What I think we... places? Is this about your retiring?
Yes. Well, it's my last day, I'm afraid. You know the old saying, though, retire while you can still enjoy it. So...
Stuff and nonsense. You're hardly more than a boy. I suppose they'll replace you with some young pup with no idea how to deal with a gentleman.
Well, I don't think so.
Here's a package for you.
For me?
A small gesture. A mark of appreciation, you know.
What is it?
Well, open the ruddy thing. Here, let me.
Oh.
There you are.
Oh. Oh, it's beautiful. It's an orchid.
Yes. I grew it myself. Did you ever see a blossom so blue?
Never, never. It's magnificent. What kind is it?
It's a Vanda Corallea. Hybridized.
Oh, yes.
Parent plant comes from northern India. Saw my first one when I was stationed there in the uplands.
Does it have a scent?
What's the time?
The time. I make it 20 to 10.
Oh, you wouldn't notice a perfume now. Too early. Sun's not high enough yet.
I don't understand.
Well, it's perfectly simple. The plant's not mad, you know. Puts out perfume when the insects are about, so that pollination sets in during the heat of the day.
Well, that's clever, isn't it?
And see these leaves here, Herman?
Yes.
They always point from east to west. You know, if you turn the runny thing north and south, the leaves turn themselves east and west again.
Really? Well, never owned an orchid before, Colonel. I don't know what to say.
The runny thing will talk to you when you get to know it. If it gives you any trouble, give me a call. Your replacement arrived yet?
We were introduced yesterday.
Well, if he doesn't come up to scratch, I'll move my account. You can tell him that, whoever he is. Well, a last handshake. What?
Yes.
Goodbye and good luck. And I don't mind telling you, I'm really sorry to see you go.
There was a little party in the bank after closing, and Herman went home with the silver tray and the Vanda Corulea. In his garden, he looked about and sighed. The daily reprieve for which he had lived now stretched before him forever.
Henry, you'd better have your dinner before you start planting that orchid.
Oh, well, it's not going in the garden, sweet. It has to be indoors.
Oh? Why?
Needs humidity. It's from India, you know.
Oh, I thought it looked jungly.
Yeah. Isn't it a beauty?
I don't know. There's something almost... something almost evil about it.
Evil? How can a flower be evil?
Well, for one thing, aren't orchids parasites? I think I read that somewhere.
Oh, I'll have to live off something, don't we? I mean, look at the color. It's beautiful. I thought I'd put it in the living room by the window.
Oh, we can't have it in the living room. It's not right.
Not right for what?
Well, the furniture, everything. It wouldn't go at all. What are all those crawly things hanging outside the pot?
Those are its roots.
Well, I don't think they're very pretty.
But look at the blossom. And the leaves. Did you notice the shape of the leaves?
Yes, they look just like those hooded cobras.
Oh. Well, I suppose I could put it out of the way in the bedroom.
The bedroom? I don't want that plant in the house at all. Now come and have your dinner before it's ruined.
I thought you might like to come shopping with me tomorrow. We could look at paints. The house is a sight, inside and out.
Yes, I must get around to it, but I'd like a few days to tidy up the garden a bit first. You know, get the feel of retirement, you know. Well, I guess I better pull a few weeds. Oh, lovely dinner, sweets.
Retired at his age. Women can't retire. Cooking and cleaning go on forever.
I'm going shopping now, Henry. I've left a list of things that need repairing on the table. Every tap in the house is dripping. Oh, and remember to get that plant out of the house. It's got a nasty jungly smell that's stinking up the living room.
Nasty jungly smell? I better have a look. Well, how's the vend of it? Oh, what on earth has happened to you? You're so pale. Is it too hot next to the window? Okay, here, let's move you to a more shaded spot. Down here, on the floor, leaves east to west. How's that now? Well, I'll be blessed. Your color's coming back already. You like that, do you? I thought I smelled. Oh, it is your perfume. So sweet. But you're all mixed up, you know. It's only 9 o'clock. Oh, I see. You were thanking me. But we are in a bit of a pickle. My wife won't have you inside the house, and you must have shelter. I've been thinking of building a little greenhouse for you. A little house all your own. What would you think of that? Bought the materials today. I could put it up in no time.
It took the men at the lumber yard a long time to cut the materials to Herman's specifications. He supervised impatiently, worried that his wife might have already moved the orchid, perhaps north to south, or worse, out of the house altogether.
Is that you, Henry? It's almost 6 o'clock. Where have you been all day?
I'll be right there. I'll just look in on the Vanda. Oh, my God. What did you do to the Vanda?
Who, me?
Yes.
I wouldn't touch that thing with a 10-foot pole. Where have you been all day?
Why is it drooping like that?
What are you talking about? Coming home at 6 in the evening, not a bit of work done, and going on about flowers drooping.
Well, look at her. She's dying. Here. Up you come on the table. Poor thing. Let's have a look.
What a fuss.
It's coming back. I just picked it up, and it's coming back.
And it's going out tonight.
Yeah,
thank you.
I bought a greenhouse for her.
A greenhouse? You spent money on a greenhouse.
They're delivering the materials this evening.
When we have to make do on a pittance.
I'll have it up by tomorrow.
When every room needs repainting. I've heard that retired men go senile, but I didn't expect it in 24 hours.
In the next month, Herman divided his time between painting his kitchen and tending the orchid. He formed the habit of drinking his morning tea in the greenhouse, carrying it out in his favorite cup.
Ah, tea for me and a bit of water for you. Ah, that's my girl.
In his communion with the Vanda, there was no obstacle of words to confuse their triumphant understanding. No meanness of ego to blight their perfect rapport. The language by which they communicated was a precious thing in itself.
Henry! I thought I'd find you here. I need some help. What on earth have you got there?
This? Oh, a little bell I picked up. Thought I'd put it over the door there. Supposed to be from an Indian temple.
Mm-hmm. You realize, of course, that our door chimes haven't worked for 6 months.
Mrs. Herman took to complaining about the time Herman spent in the greenhouse. Relations between them became painfully strained. Sometimes Herman found himself comparing his wife to the orchid unfavorably.
Good to see you again, Colonel. How are you?
I don't mind telling you, I'm shifting my account.
Oh.
That ruddy replacement of yours is an out-and-out untouchable. How's the orchid?
Actually, that's what I've come to see you about.
Everything all right?
I'm afraid not.
What's the trouble? Any fungus? Red spiders?
No,
snails?
No, nothing like that. No, she would have mentioned it, you know.
Mentioned it?
Yeah, well, she would have let me know immediately. No. She hasn't been herself lately.
Ah, ruddy, sorry to hear it. And the orchid.
And she's been looking very peaked, Colonel. She no longer welcomes me with waves of perfume when I have tea with her. And she's making more and more demands on me. Whenever I leave, she droops, most pathetically.
Oh, well, a specialist should put it right.
That's why I've come to you.
Oh, well, I say I couldn't interfere in that.
See, I can't help wondering if she wants to breathe.
Good. Lord Herman,
I thought perhaps you could show me how to cross an orchid.
Oh, an orchid? Oh, of course, yes. An orchid. Let's go to my orchid room.
A magnificent collection, Colonel.
Over here, on this table.
Yes.
Now, here's a fine, robust male.
Oh, yes.
Now, here's what you do.
Uh-huh.
See, here in the center, that's the lip.
Yes.
This protuberance over the lip is what we call the column.
The column.
Yeah. Now, you break the column off with your fingers.
Yes.
Like this.
Uh-huh.
Do you see? And there are the pollinia.
Those two little yellow seeds.
Quite. Now, we'll take this female, and right under here is her anther.
Yes.
Now, you take the male's pollinia and gently squeeze them onto the anther. So.
Is that all?
That's all. And when the stem below the flower head swells, well, you know the ruddy thing's pregnant.
Wow. very sexy, isn't it?
Oh, well, you need something with size and texture to cross with that vanity you got.
Yeah.
Something rounded with meat in the petals to build up a figure of it.
What would you suggest?
Well, I could let you have a cymbidium I've got called Falstaff.
Are you sure he'd be right for her?
You couldn't do better. She'll get something really good out of it. This one over here. This is Falstaff.
Oh,
Or to invigorate her,
but
what?
But his leaves are so coarse. I mean, those red blotches. He looks diseased.
Oh, no, he's just recovering from a touch of the fungus. Now, I'll give you a bottle of poison to spray him with, but be ruddy careful. Orchid poisons are deadly dangerous. Give your hands a ruddy good scrubbing after you use it.
Well, Falstaff, here's the greenhouse. Shall we go in and meet the lady? And a good afternoon to the lady of the house. Look what I've brought you. This is Falstaff. He's going to live here with you. Isn't he a fine fellow? I'll just put the two of you together side by side, and you can get to know each other. What do you think of that? I thought you'd be delighted to have a companion. Well, we'll fix that. I'll give you a good dose of fertilizer, then we'll see. As for you, Falstaff, I'd better spray you with that poison. Wouldn't want you giving her the fungus. Better keep track of all this. Well, where's that old journal of mine? Good morning, good morning, good morning. Did you two get acquainted last... Good Lord, what happened? You pulled all your roots back into your pot. That's sheer petulance. Well, come on, Falstaff. It's the far end of the bench until she gets used to you. Perhaps we were a bit impetuous the first night and all that. Better make a note of this in my journal. Let's see. Today's October the 24th. I foresee trouble. She doesn't like my arrangements and refuses to cooperate. So, I'll let you get used to each other. Until tomorrow, then. Good morning again. Have a good night, did we? I see your roots have assumed their usual pattern. You see, Falstaff's not a bad sort. So, Falstaff, back you go beside her. October 28. Still making no progress. November 3rd. When I came in this morning, she turned the most... November 6th. Ghastly. I have tried every way to placate her and am feeling greatly distressed. November 9. I should give up trying, but her behavior is making me Well, she absolutely rejects Falstaff. Absolutely.
Why don't you impregnate her as I showed you? Have it rubby over and done with.
Colonel, somehow it doesn't seem proper to impregnate her without... I don't... First obtaining her consent, as it were.
November the 13th was a black day. The Vanda had got Falstaff's fungus.
November 13. I wouldn't be surprised if this is her way of blackmail. She knows I'm afraid of... Thank you.
Joe and Mary are getting engaged. They're having a house party, and we're invited to stay the weekend.
Pass me that fertilizer, would you, Swiss?
Did you hear? Joan, my sister Joan, has invited us for a weekend.
That's nice. Let's see, 1 ounce to a gallon. You have to go on your own, though, Swiss.
Go on my own? To a weekend party? To the engagement of your own niece?
I can't get away.
Nonsense, you're retired. You can get away any time you like.
I can't just now. I'm having trouble with the orchids.
You're insane. Do you know that? Who else drinks tea with orchids?
You don't understand, darling, how
orchids
need...
I'd like to throw those orchids out and you with them.
Yeah, the fungus could spread and kill them.
Oh, that would be a happy day.
Look after them. Look, once I get the fungus...
Putting fungus ahead of your own niece.
Get away.
That's right. Go back to your ugly, stinking flowers. You spend all your time with them anyway. I never see you.
Stubborn, bull-headed women. I've been too easy with a lot of you. Well, we'll see who's lord and master around here. Right, Falstaff? Oh, yes. Your day has come too, my man. Let's see those fine columns of yours. Off with your cap and make your acquaintance with the lady. Fine, robust seeds for her ladyship's answer. Enough sulking, bullying, pouting. Enough. Forgive me, please. Oh, please forgive me. Are you in there, dear?
Go away.
I'm truly sorry. I don't know what came over me.
Go back to your greenhouse.
I've just made a pot of tea. Shall I bring you a cup?
You can take your tea out to your greenhouse like you always do.
Oh, maybe I will then, if you don't mind. I have to update my journal. You sure you don't mind?
Oh, go away!
Look, I've come to have tea with you. I'm sorry about what happened. I'll make it up to you. Give your fungus a nice, gentle spraying. Would you like that? I'm forgiven then. Now, let's put this over here on the table, out of harm's way, while I spray you. Almost like a ritual cleansing, isn't it? Washing away the stain, that sort of thing. A bit extra today. Under and over the leaves. Oh, you're dripping. There. Okay, now, you can sit up here on the ledge by me, dry off a bit while I have my tea and write up the journal. Now, where to begin? Today, Falstaff. Today, we.
The poison trickles down the Vanda spikes and collects in the nodes of the leaves. One node fills. The poison spills out and fills the node beneath it.
Ah. A sad day. Things between us will never be the same.
The last node fills. The leaves that flare from the stem like a cobra's hood slowly change their alignment. The bottom leaf reaches out like a tongue, and the poison splashes into the tea.
So, this is his greenhouse. Only two plants in it. Oh, this blue thing's a fantastic color.
Funny leaves. Look at that one drooping over his cup. No accounting for taste.
Well, she said he'd been acting very strangely. She said she went to her room after the quarrel. Didn't find him until around 2 o'clock.
Yeah, well, he made a good job of it. The doctor said he had enough poison in him to kill a horse.
I'll never understand suicides.
Well, he could have been worried by his retirement. It gets some of them like that. They think they must be over the hill.
Look at this.
What is it?
Looks like some sort of journal. Just listen to this. I foresee trouble. She doesn't like my arrangements and refuses to cooperate. November 6th. I have tried every way to placate her and am greatly distressed. November 11th. I'm fed up being bullied by women. November 13th. I wouldn't be surprised if this is her way of blackmail. She knows I'm afraid of the poison?
Yeah, let me see that. She knows I'm afraid of the poison.
She's still in the house. We better get back there.
Smell it, sort of perfume.
Poor Herman. He should have known better than to cross an unwilling orchid. And of course he should have been more careful about where and with whom he took his tea. After all, there is many a slip twixt cup and vanishing point.
The Language of Flowers by Hugh Atkinson. Dramatized for radio by Yvonne Klein. Featured in the cast were William Reiter as Mr. Herman and Marion Eisman as Mrs. Herman, with Zina Darawalla as the narrator and Roger Norman as the colonel. You also heard Walter Marsh, Robert Forsyth, Boyd Norman, Huguette Lacourse, and Judith Berlin. The sound engineer was Gene Loverock, with sound effects by Joe Silva, and the production assistant was Dagmar Kafanka. The musical soundscape was by Brian Tate. The series script editor for Vanishing Point is Sandra Rabinovich. The series musical theme is by John Roby, and the voice of introduction is David Calderisi. The Language of Flowers was produced at CBC Vancouver by Don Kowalchuk. The executive producer of Vanishing Point is William Lane. We're always happy to hear from our listeners about the plays and productions you hear on this series. Please take a few minutes to send your comments to Vanishing Point, CBC Radio Drama, Box 500, Station A, Toronto, M5W1E6. Next week, be sure to join us for The Last 30 Days of Charles L. Danforth, by a new Calgary writer, Clem Martini. Until then, I'm Michael Kramer, wishing you good night.